for you this morning. Amen. That's right. Hope for you this morning, dear friend. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. If you need to get saved, right now's the time to do it.
Amen.
Amen. No need to wait, thank God. Get on in. That's right. Praise God. If you need to get saved, just come on right now and get saved. Amen. The Lord will save you if you come to Him. Amen. He that cometh to me, I'll no wise cast out. That's right. He'll take you as you are, thank God, and make you anew. Amen. That's right. Within, thank God, He'll make you a new creature.
Amen.
That's right. Praise God. If you need to get saved, I wouldn't wait. I'd come on now and get saved.
Amen.
That's right. If you're not saved, then you need to get saved. If you have been saved, then you need to live for God. Amen. If you have been saved, you ought to get an altar. If you're not living for Him, thank God and ask Him to help you live for
Amen.
Him. That's right. God don't have no outsiders.
Right.
Thank God, either in or out.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. A lot of people want to say I'm in, but they're out. That's right. They're not in with Him. If you're not in with Him, then you're out with Him.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. So you need to get in. Thank God, if you've been saved, you need to, thank God, go ahead and get right with Him and get in. Thank God, quit playing games with Him.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Romans chapter 5. I'm going to read a verse of Scripture this morning and try to say a little something. This is what I feel like God had me do in the service. Romans 5 and verse number 8, the Bible says, But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Read that again. But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Boy, it's a great verse. Paul's right here to the saints of Rome. I believe to the people of God, that surely is an assurance verse. And surely make a declaration that Christ did die for us. Thank God that while we were sinners. I want to preach on that this morning. God will help me a little while. Only sinners. While we were sinners. Sinners, my friend, are in disobedience to God. You look at a sinner's disobedience. The Bible said in verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. It became universal when Adam sinned in the garden and man became a sinner. That's what you are. Just go ahead and tell yourself that you're a sinner. You say, I'm not that bad. You're a sinner. It don't matter who you are. You're a sinner sitting here this morning. The Bible said here in verse 6, when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. A man that's not saved is ungodly. He's a sinner. He's ungodly. Notice this. When Adam sinned, he marred the image. He was created in the image of God. But now he's marred the image. That's why Christ is conforming His people unto His image. Because the image was marred back in the garden. When Adam sinned against God in disobedience to the command of God. And every sinner's disobedient. The Bible said they're children of disobedience. And men are sinners, but they're ungodly. That's an act, my friend. The act of sin brought sin into the world. It wasn't, my friend, in the eyes of man a terrible act, but in the eyes of God it was the heart that enacted sin against God in action and took of what God said don't take of and became a sinner. And now he's a sinner by disobedience. Every one of you is disobedient. This morning, God, there ain't a one of you, my friend, including myself, that obeyed God. We all sin. We all wicked. And we're sinners this morning by disobedience. Man became disobedient, but he's ungodly, he's unholy, he's undone. He's no good. My friend, he's under sin, and he's lost without God. He's condemned. And God says, God commended His love toward us, and yet while we were sinners, while we were disobedient, while we didn't know God, see, sinners are disobedient. They can't obey God, because they're sinners, and my friend, you're disobedient, because of your sinner. Amen. That's right. Praise God. You can't get a man to obey God. He's a sinner. That's right. Get out of here with that. People say, well, that's why they can't get right with God. No, they need to get saved.
Amen.
Amen. They need to get saved.
Amen.
If you're lost, my friend, you need to be found. A man that's a sinner's disobedience. That's the way he lives. He don't live no other way. He's disobedient in his heart. He's a sinner. That's an act. When Adam sinned, that man became disobedient. Because he represented the human race. Amen. Notice the sinner's disobedience. Notice the sinner's depravity. A sinner's actions are corruption. Amen. They're corrupt. And not only is he disobedient, but he's depraved. Hey, there's no good about him. He's depraved. He's a sinner. He's corrupt before God. That's why the Bible said that, my friend, all have sinned because they've sinned against God and they're corrupt on the inside. And his actions, his course of life is sin. The Bible said in the way, he went the way of sin. He went the way, my friend, of rebellion. And he loved the lust of the flesh. And he lived that way. That's the way a man used to live. That he's a sinner. He's a depraved sinner. He can't do no better because it's sin. But in his own heart, when God looks at it, he sees it defiled. He sees it corrupt. He sees it ungodly. He sees it filthy. Hey, the very best man could ever offer God. My friend is filthy in God's sight. He said, altogether unprofitable. Bitterness and cursings on their lips. Because that's what's in their heart. And their sinners depraved. And when God sees them, he says they're wicked. And he says they're condemned. Amen. That's what God sees you this morning. Listen to me. If God opened your wicked, dirty heart this morning, it just shows sin, sin, sin. That's all it shows.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Dear God, we live in a day trying to say men are good. Men are trying to get to God. They ain't no good. That's right. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. There's none righteous. No, not one. There's none that seeketh after God. No, not one. Because he's depraved. He's corrupt. He's defiled. He's stained. My friend, with the corruption of sin. And that's why, my friend, listen to me. Had the bloodline sinful. That's right, your own bloodline sinful. It don't matter what's Hyatt, Redmond, Messick. Thank God it's all sinful. Every bloodline sinful. Because he's been defiled. He's been sold. It's not clean, it's unclean. And when God sees our nature, he says it's an unclean rag. It's ungodly. And it's sinful and corrupt in the eyes of God. What hope does man have, my friend? Have been corrupted and condemned to death and dying without God, without hope, that he don't offer God one good thing. It don't matter how religious he gets. It don't matter how, my friend, how good he cleans up. He'll never get to God in that fashion because he's got sin in his heart and he's depraved and he needs God's help. And if he don't come to God, he'll die to sin. And God says he's condemned this morning. That's right, dear God, you know what? You're a liar this morning if you think you can get to God any other way but by Christ. Amen. That's right, exactly right. God says all men are liars.
Amen.
God says, I so say, all men are liars. That's what God said about it. He said, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. He said, all have become unprofitable. Amen. That's right. God says you was a liar. Amen. I want to tell you, God said, some of you's a liar this morning thinking you get to God without presenting yourself as a sinner. Because until you present yourself, you'll never get saved. You got to see yourself as a dirty, low-down sinner. And see that God says you're a sinner. Oh, praise God for the day of the Holy Ghost. Show me the filth of my heart. And show me the condition I was in. That before God, when he looked upon me, he said he's filthy. He's corrupt and he's a sinner. He's depraved to the core. From the head of his head to the sole of his foot. He said, I see no good. He's altogether sick. And he needs help. I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, we're trying to address him. Thing by patting people on the back and getting them to join the church, but their nature's never been changed, and they're still sinful, they corrupt, and they can't do no better. Amen. That's right, listen to me. You can rededicate all you want to. Rededication is not what you need. You need a new nature. Thank God, these people just keep rededicating and rededicating and rededicating. Thank God, they need to dedicate first. You know what the word re means? It means do it again. Thank God, if you read, thank God, God's Son Jesus redeemed us because we was lost in Adam and He had to redeem us. Thank God from sin that Adam committed. But Father, you don't get rededicated and rededicated and rededicated. Thank God, that's not even in the Bible anyway. Thank God, I tell you, you need restored into the fellowship. But I don't tell you what, to rededicate something that's not there. Hey, you're going to hell with it. Because God says it's not true. Amen. That's exactly right. Boy, do you have the real thing this morning? Do you have the real salvation that God says is this book salvation? Do you have it, thank God, within your own heart this morning that if you lift this scene, brother, that you've got a pure, undefiled salvation that God gave in your heart that birthed you into the great family of God? I'm going to tell you, you've got to have it. If you don't have it, you'll die in your sin. You can sit in the house of God all your life and bow up like a toad frog and go to hell, my friend, because you better know you got it this morning. It'll take more than a friend. It'll take good repentance that God gives a man and birth him in the family of God. Amen.
That's right, brother.
That's right. I won't say the sinner's disobedience. He's a disobedient.
Yes.
Adam sinned against God. He disobeyed God. And when he did, my blood became bad.
That's right. Yes,
it did. Let me say something, you parents, while I'm preaching a little bit this morning. Can I tell you that your children are disobedient? You say, well, that my boy and my girl wouldn't do that. I'm going to tell you, lying to yourself. You lying to yourself. You're sitting on the hell telling that lie. That's right. Oh, they're all right. My children, they growed up in church. They good children. I'm going to tell you what. They know they not. If they never have been reborn and regenerated by the Holy Ghost, they'll die in their sin, just like you will, like I will if I hadn't been born again. I'm just saying there's depravity in a man. I'm telling you, when God sees him, he's as corrupt, my friend. He's as vile. He's as wicked. He speaks in the nostrils of God. Your little religious sacrifice, your little religious words, it'll not do no good toward God. It don't never justify you. That's what the Pharisees did. They said, I'm dead. I'm not like other men.
Yeah.
He said, I'm glad I'm not like other men. I'm not a drunkard. I'm not an extortioner. I'm not a thief. I give tithes of all that I possess. I'm glad I'm not like that fellow over there. You're going to hell is what you're doing. Jesus said, I'll tell you what. Thank God that little boy said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, I will, thank God. And he got saved and he went back to the house justified. And that religious crowd that looked at everybody else and tried to justify themselves, he said they didn't go back saved. They went to hell that way. That's right. Let me say this. You say, why are you so stirred up? Because God got it in me like this. Just go ahead and like it. That's right. Listen to me. I wouldn't step foot in a church where they didn't preach the Word of God. Amen. We got family members in some of that filth and garbage where they don't preach the Bible and they want to pat men on the back and make them feel good and leave going to hell. I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't step foot in it. I'll tell you, they worse off than a bunch of murders. They murdered people's souls. I'm telling you, the soul of man lives forever. Amen. You better be glad God had you in a good preaching church. Amen. Dear God, I'm going to tell you what. That's right. I grew up in a church where I never heard nobody preach no gospel.
That's true, yes.
Amen. And thank God, young lady, I'm glad you made your way the other night. Did you get in? Amen. Thank God. Amen. And I'm glad, thank God, that she got in. And God, in His good providence and sovereign grace and His mercy, thank God, before the foundation of the world, said, I'm going to put her, thank God, in Brother Redmond's household and get her here to hear the gospel. Thank God that she can act upon the truth and get saved. Well, some of you have been sitting here all your life and you're still going to hell. That's what you're doing. Because you're not that bad. You so ate up in pride. Dear God, you'll never make a move to God. I'm going to tell you, if you don't move to God, He ain't going to move to you.
Preach, brother. Yes.
So so eat up, and pride is pitiful.
That's it.
What use? That's right, brother. Notice this here. The sinner's disobedience, the sinner's depravity, and the sinner's death. He said in verse 12 in this chapter, "As by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin."
Yes.
So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Man became a sinner by the act of disobedience, and because he sinned, God says he's going to die. You can't, listen, friend. You can't retain the spirit in the day of death. You know why? You say, "Preacher, why is men dying? Because of sinners." You say, "Preacher, well, listen, why does men die? Because they got sin. They are sinners. And the wages of sin is death." And God says, unless you're a sinner, you're going to die.
That's it.
I want to tell you this morning, you're a sinner.
That's right.
Whether you agree to it or not, God told me to tell you you are.
Right.
Don't matter who you are. Don't matter who you are.
Right.
You're a sinner. You're a sinner. You're a sinner. Sinner. Yes, go ahead and say it. I'm a bad, wicked sinner. Say it to yourself. Whether you believe it or not, you are.
Amen, brother.
Amen. You say, "Well, I'm good as old so-and-so. I'm good as a preacher. I'm good as a deacon. I'm good as a church member." Well, that's good. I'm glad you think you are. But I'm going to tell you what. If you measure yourself with the law of God and the Son of God, you'll find yourself as nothing. Is there anybody in here this morning? Let's walk this out. Is there anybody in here this morning that will raise your hand and say, "Preacher, I had never sinned"? Then if you can't say that, then you're a sinner. You say, "I haven't done much, but it don't take but one time." You don't have to go sin a bunch. It don't take but one time. Thank God it don't take but once. Hey, man, brother, it don't take a man but one time to get drunk, and he's drunk. One time's a sinner. Thank God. Listen, sin brings death. In fact, the reason that saved people don't face the second death is because they've had a second birth. Right. Notice this here. Now, I want to say this. If you listen, it's appointed unto men once to die after this judgment. Every time I go and preach a funeral service and go outside of a cemetery, I must say, sin's what causes man to be in the ground. Because it was not in the beginning like that. Because Adam, my friend, had a perfect paradise. And he would have lived forever if he had not sinned. But because of sin, God says, "You'll die. The day you eat, you'll die." Man became dying within. See, what's saved in us, if you're saved, truly saved, what's saved in us is the soul and spirit of man. Body's not saved. If it was, why do you have to put it in the ground? It decays.
Amen.
That's right. The older you get, the more decaying signs you got. Amen. Take that little old baby there. I mean, she's a sinner. She don't know it. She's safe in the hedge of God. Until one day the Holy Spirit speaks to her and says, "What's her name? Skylie, you're a sinner."
Right.
I can tell her that now. She just look at me. She's in innocence. But y'all not. And I'm not. Amen. And the fact of it is she a sinner? Sure she is. Does she know it? No. She's safe until the day, thank God, that God speaks to her, and she hears, thank God, the conscience speaking to her and says, "You've sinned." She's accountable. You say, "Well, I was raised in the Methodist Church. They told me at 12 years old I was accountable." I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't put an age on that.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, they say, "Well, Jesus, when he is 12, he is in the temple, and they going by that." I'm going to tell you what, they're not Jesus, and no. And I tell you what, friend, thank God, he never had, he wouldn't notice this. I read this yesterday. He was subject unto his parents.
Right.
But he is here to do the will of God.
Right.
That's right. Get that truth right there.
Yes.
We're subject to authority, but we're here to do the will of God.
Right.
Amen. He's the final authority we're subject to. And I'm just saying this morning, friend, sinners die in their sin because they've got sin in their lives.
Amen.
The only way a man can be delivered from that is what I'm about to preach here. There's a sinner's disobedience, and you've all disobeyed God. Don't tell no otherwise. You're depraved. You've got a corrupt heart, and God says you do. And you're dying in your sin. And if you don't get saved, you'll die in your sin and end up in hell, or there's torment and judgment upon sin that you never made right with God about. And then I'm through. There's a sinner's deliverance this morning I'm preaching on. You can be delivered. Thank God that ain't the end of the story. If it is, we don't have a bit of hope. I want to say, first of all, thank God, look at the sinner's substitute in verse 8. It said, Christ died for us. Amen. They said, Malden, Henson, Messick, Hyatt, Redmond. They said, present yourself. Said, sinner, 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 sinner. And Christ said, I'll die in their stead. I'll take their place. I'll take their punishment. I'll go to Calvary. I'll satisfy God what He demands for sin to be paid for with. And He said, I'll go there and I'll die in their place. I'll take their place. I'll die in their stead. I'll become their substitute. I'll become that lamb that was slain. Thank God, before the foundation of the world. But in time, I'll go to Calvary and die in their place that they can have salvation. Amen. That's right. That's a pretty good deal. I'll tell you that. That Jesus Christ, and notice it's as simple as it can get, God will show it to you. That you're a sinner and you're condemned to die and sin is upon you. And Jesus said, no. He said, I want to lay all the sin of the world on me. And He said, I'm going to go and I'm going to take Keith's place and I'm going to take Hyatt's place and I'm going to take your place and your place and your place and your place. And He said, I'm going to die in their place. I'm going to satisfy the Father. I'm going to do everything He said I had to do to pay for sin. I know it's going to be suffering. I know I'm going to have to go through it. I don't. I'll tell you, whatever His will is, I'll go through it just to get them people saved. And He took your place. That's what He said. But God, listen. But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Boys, I'm going to tell you what. That gets to me. Say, He died for you. He died for you. Listen to me. The only ones that can claim that's the ones that know it. But I'm going to tell you what, if you get saved, you can claim it. Amen. Because you know it. And you know why He went there. And He went there as a substitute. As a guy in your place that you could be saved this morning. Though He's a sinner substitute, He's a sinner sacrifice. And the next verse said this much more. Then being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. He had to shed His blood. I hope you don't get mad at me what I'm about to say, but I'm just trying to make a good point. Any denomination, listen to me, listen good. I back it by the Bible. I'm not just criticizing them. I'm trying to bring the truth. Any denomination that believes a man's saved because they sprinkled a baby and took him through confirmation or because they was ducked in a baptistry, they're a heretic, they're a liar, and they're not biblical. The way to God is through Christ, and Christ shed His blood, and that's a sacrifice that He did that you might have forgiveness of sin this morning. That's right. If water can wash your sin away, let's get them in the baptistry.
That's right.
And anybody in the Baptist church that believes because you've been baptized that you're all right, you're lost.
Amen.
Amen. Baptism don't save nobody.
Amen.
The blood of Christ is what sacrifice He gave on Calvary. He died in your place. He died in your place. I'm going to Calvary for Brother Robert Cranfield. He's a sinner. He's filthy. He's corrupt. And the Father's saying, no, I won't receive him. I reject him. He's got a filthy heart. He's a sinner. He's ungodly. He's wretched. And he's blind and he's vile. And Jesus stepped forward and said, Father, I'll go there for him. And the Father said, I'll receive that. Thank God I receive that. And because he went there for you and shed his blood for you, you can be saved this morning. That's right.
Yes.
Praise God. So there's a deliverance, there's a substitute sacrifice, and then there's a satisfaction. Notice verse number 10. For if when we were enemies, we were enemies, that means we was against God.
That's right.
I like this little boy here. Yeah, I like him. I really like him. I think he's a good little boy. I like that little boy there. He's the little boy's here. But you know what? They never have been saved. And some of you hadn't either. But the difference between this one and you is, he don't know, like I said, but you know, and you're against God this morning. You say, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. If you've never been saved, you're against God. You either for Him or against Him. And if you've never been saved, you're against Him. And I'm telling you, better get right with Him. If you don't get right with Him, you'll die against Him. That's right. He's an enemy. That's right. He's an enemy. That's right. Now, see if he'll hug my neck like that when he's 20 years old. I think he's got something. Yes, right. Amen. Oh, yeah. It satisfied God what Jesus did.
Amen.
That word reconciled, it means that it's been a difference compounded. Because we was against God and there was a difference between us and God. And God says, I can't receive Him.
That's right.
Jesus said, He said, I went and I shed my blood. And God said, because you died in their place, that difference has been compounded. And now they're not my enemies no more. Because of you, the Son of God, they're not my enemies no more. They're my friends. They're my friends. They're my friends. Amen. Are you friends with God? You're either an enemy or a friend. I'm so glad God saves those sinners. That's who He saves. Wretched, vile sinners. And that's what you are. That's what you are. That's what you are. These sinners. And I'm going to tell you this morning, friend. Until you agree to that, you say, preacher, how can I be saved? I'm going to tell you how you can be saved. I'm right here. I'm about to tell you how you can be saved. Present yourself before God as a guilty sinner. Yeah, present yourself before God as a guilty sinner.
Yes, it is.
I said to us, well, you get saved like that. That's right. You come to this altar and present yourself to God as a guilty sinner. If you never have done that, you've never been saved. You've got to present yourself as a guilty sinner. A guilty sinner. A guilty sinner. I'm guilty before God. I'm guilty. And when you present yourself as a guilty sinner, there's a worthy Savior. That'll say, I have mercy. And He'll forgive you of every sin. And cleanse you. And you'll become a child of God. That's right. That's how you get saved. Yeah. The Lord told me to preach this morning because somebody needs to get saved. You need to get saved. You sitting in that pew need to get saved. You, not nobody else, not your neighbor. You need to get saved. And today's the day.
Amen.
Not tomorrow. Today.
Amen.
There's older people in here need to get saved. There's middle-aged people in here need to get saved. And there's younger people need to get saved. Listen to me. I know that because God told me that. Now, I don't know who you are. That's God's business. But I do know this. Somebody needs to come this morning and say, Lord, I'm presenting a sinner. I'm a guilty sinner. And I want your salvation. Today would be the greatest day of your life to get pardoned. To get pardoned. It'll be the greatest day of your life if you get pardoned. That's right. Pardon, thank God. Pardoned. Set free from condemnation and hell, judgment upon sin. Check your own heart out, not somebody else's. How is it with you? Let's stand this morning. God's touched your heart. I really felt the touch of God this morning in my prayer room. that God was going to deal with somebody's heart. In fact, God touched my heart about preaching that this morning before I ever come.
Yes.
And I feel like it's God's will. I believe it's God's drawing power. I believe it's God who's told me to preach, and God's helped me preach, and now it's up to you to do what God says do. If you never have been saved, today's a great day for you because you can be.
Amen.
You don't have to leave these doors not knowing you're saved. It don't matter who your husband is, don't matter who your wife is, don't matter who, none of that. What matters is whether you have been saved. And God's speaking to your heart right now, and you need to come. Present yourself as a guilty sinner, because that's what you are. That's what you are this morning. You're a guilty sinner. You're a guilty sinner. Some of you born again saved. I mean saved, born again ladies can come around the altar and just pray. This young lady needs to get saved. I mean if you've been born again, born again, born again. If you never have been saved, you need to come present yourself this morning. I'm going to tell you what you need to do, what she's done.
Amen. That's it.
Some of you need to come this morning to get saved.
Amen.
Would you come this morning to get saved?
Yes.
Would you come and get saved this morning? I'll just live my life. You will, but you'll go to hell living it. You'll end up in hell. You'll never have another opportunity to get saved, I'll tell you that. Holy Ghost dealing with you. Young man, it'd be the best day of your life if you come and get saved. Middle-aged. Ma'am, it'd be a good day for you to get saved. You're lost. Why don't you just come and say, I'm a lost sinner. I need saved. Would you present yourself as that way this morning? Would you come and present yourself as a lost sinner that God would save you this morning? If you just come present yourself that way, God will save you. But you got to come and present yourself that way. You can't come no other way. You're a low down guilty sinner. You need God. You need to get saved this morning. God will save you if you'll come this morning, if you'll come and obey the Lord. The Holy Ghost dealt with you this morning in conviction. And you need to get saved, born again. God's dealt with your heart. He'll turn you to God if you'll obey the Lord, if you'll present yourself as a sinner going to hell. I don't care how many professions you make. Your profession will send you to hell if you don't have nothing in your heart. You're dirty if you hadn't never been saved. I don't care how many professions, I don't care how many church memberships, baptisms, Sunday school rings, my friend, I don't care how much you got of that. It ain't worth a hill of beans if you hadn't been saved. My ordination papers ain't worth a hill of beans if I hadn't been saved. God save you if you'll come this morning, but you mess around with God and say, well, I've been in church all my life. It don't matter how long you've been in church. That ain't got nothing to do with you going to hell. It'll put you in hell's what it'll do. You'll go to hell believing that. He'll go to hell believing that lie. Oh, you say, I'm all right. I've been in church all my life. I've done this and that. Well, you'll go to hell believing that. My daddy's a preacher. Well, you'll go to hell believing that. And a deacon, you'll go to hell believing that. I'm telling you what, the devil's lied to you this morning. He's told a lie to you. You'll have to be saved. I mean saved in your heart to go to heaven. God's dealt with your heart. Would you come this morning? The Holy Ghost has. The Holy Ghost has. If you'll call upon Him, He'll save you. He'll save if you call upon Him. Taylor, He'll save if you call upon Him. Man, you done presented yourself. He'll save if you call upon Him. He'll save you. It don't matter who you are, ma'am. Ma'am, man, ma'am, sir, sir. Hey, God will save you this morning unless you're reprobate.
Yes.
Young man back there, you need to get saved. Quit playing games with God. He'll put you in hell. Playing games with God like that. God will put you in hell. It wouldn't matter to Him. He won't blink an eye. He won't even blink an eye. He'll put you in hell without blinking an eye. God help us. God help us. God will put you in hell without blinking an eye. Not one blink of an eye. God will say, I'll damn you. I'll put you in hell. It don't matter your name. It don't matter your title. It don't matter your society. Now, my friend, He said, I'll put you in hell. Unless you've been saved, I'll put you in hell. That's what He said. He'll save them that come to Him. If you come to Him, He'll save you this morning. If you come to Him, He'll save you this morning. Praise God. He'll save you this morning. He'll save you right now if you'll come to Him. But if you want to live your old stubborn, rebellious, hard-necked life, He'll let you go that way, but He'll put you in hell one day for it. He'll tell you, I'll put you in hell one day. I tell you, God will put you in hell if you live that old stubborn, rebellious life and don't come to God. My friend, He'll put you in hell. That's where God will put you. He's got to put some of you there because you're too stiff-necked, you're too hard-hearted. You've sat in church all your life, and you'll go to hell up a church pew, I'll tell you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'll tell you what, I tell you, young man, young lady, I'm just telling you this morning. God's pulling in people into this family. God, we can have a whole time meeting around here. And I'm going to tell you right now, He'll save you if you'll call upon Him. He'll save you if you call upon Him this morning. He'll save you if you call upon Him. Come this morning. There's a lady in this church I've been praying for, God save. You lost. You need to get saved.
Yes.
Amen. The world's got you. And prestige has got you.
Yes.
And there's some church members in here this morning that never have got in. And they played with God. And they just don't know nothing about God nor salvation. They just got words and they don't have no content. They don't have no substance. I'll tell you, I'd get saved. Boy, I'd like to see you get saved. It don't matter who you are. Thank God, I tell you, it'd be a good day to get saved. Call on the Lord. He said, call upon Him, I'll save you. God will save you this morning if you call upon Him. He'll save sinners that call upon Him. If you'll obey the Holy Ghost of God and obey Him right now. I don't care who you are. Thank God you can get saved. If you'll come to Jesus this morning, just come to Him as you are.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Anybody in here, heads bowed and eyes closed while these prayer on altar. Bow your head this morning. Anybody in here, raise your head and say, preacher, I'm lost. I can't say I'm saved. I'm lost. I'm a sinner. Pray for me. I really need to get saved. Don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. I lift my hand.
Yes. Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord.
But if I ask you on the other hand, are you saved? You wouldn't raise your hand.
Help them, Lord.
God's in your heart. You need to obey Him this morning. He'll put you in hell. That's what He'll do. He'll put you in hell. That's old fake religion, false religion. People fall after today. He'll send them to hell is what it'll do. If I didn't have enough salvation to keep me in the house of God, I'd get born again.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
He'll save you. He'll come to Him. He'll save you.
That's right.
He'll save you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Yep, yep, yep. Thank you.